I would like to put a special thanks out to Immaculate Conception School in Fayetteville, New York. I cannot thank them more for what they've done for me, to ask me to be the announcer at their charity basketball game each season in February. It's truly meant the world to me to be around such a great community of kids and families, and to be around Father Ryan, as well as Mrs. Lisi, the principal at Immaculate Conception. Just their spirits, their positivity, the way that they treat my wife, everything. It's been absolutely amazing. I want to thank Shannon. I want to thank Kim. I want to thank everybody for everything that they have done to really make it an exciting event for me. And if you've never been there before to the event in February, the Immaculate Conception dads have a basketball game. Now, they've played against the media at times, and they've played against each other. This season was a lot of fun because it was the alumni dads versus the current dads. So alumni dads of kids that went to Immaculate Conception, and then you have the current fathers that have children at Immaculate Conception. One of those dads being Mark Coyle, the athletic director of Syracuse. And Mark, there's nicknames for each of the players that are out there, and Mark didn't have a nickname. So I hope that Mark appreciates the nickname that I gave him, and I told him that when he was getting announced, because I had the opportunity and the pleasure of announcing his team. And I named him Mark the Marksman Coyle. So I'm copyright and print TM. Put a little R in a circle around that. That one's mine. Mark the Marksman Coyle. I want to thank him. I got to talk with him and his wife after the game, and he was very, very nice to my wife. So I want to thank Mark Coyle for that. I truly appreciate that. Not just saying hello to me and talking to me for a few minutes, but to reach your hand out and smile and tell my wife that it's a pleasure meeting her. That those little things go a long way with somebody like me. So at this dad's game this year, and I've been doing this for years, and it's truly one of my favorite things that I do in my life. I love helping the community. I want to do more of charity and different work with my, you know, obviously with Dan Tortora Broadcast Media, you know, to really put that out there, you know, to be the face of what I do with my company. You know, I want people, because anybody that knows me knows that, you know, helping others is something that is a must, in my opinion. You have to do it. If you're not helping, you're hurting, you know. And I feel like we focus so much on the negative sometimes that we forget that there's other people out there that really need our help. And one of those families is the Summers family. And this year is a very special year for the IC Dads game that I'm fresh off of doing. Did the game on Thursday, February 4th in the Immaculate Conception Gym. And it was to honor a family whose dad and husband passed away of pancreatic cancer, stage 4. Not a lot of time. And that was Tom Summers. And like I said, everybody had a nickname. And I knew, I was pretty confident. I was like, you know, I know that I've said this name before. Because announcing the games, I've been able to get to know who these people are. Flying Brian Menar, Denny Big Breakfast Nicholson, RC the Rock Feigl. And one of the names was Tom I Can't Wait for Summers. Tom Summers. And announcing him, and I said that to Mrs. Lisi. I was like, I announced him last year. And she was like, yeah, you did. And I'm thinking in my head, I was like, I feel like I said that name recently. To see how fast a world can change, how fast a world for a family can change. We focus on haters and bullies and people beeping at you when you're not going fast enough somewhere, or somebody cutting you off, or someone being rude to you, or someone spreading a rumor about you, or lying about you, or being mean to you, or not letting you sit at their table, or not inviting you to their party. And then you meet a family who has their father and their husband pass away. And I want to thank Immaculate Conception for taking time to stop everybody and talk about what really matters. This family, the Summers family. Tom, I can't wait for Summers. To honor him the way that they did, each of the dads wear their numbers and they wear t-shirts for the Immaculate Conception game each year. And I've gotten a t-shirt every year that I've done it, and I could not be more honored to get the t-shirt I got this year, because on the back of it, it says Summer Strong. And that's what they had above the game clock, Summer Strong. And I want to thank Immaculate Conception for raising $1,469. $1,469. And the person that won the 50-50 raffle could have taken home a little bit over $100. She said, put it back in the pot. And the pot was $213. And that money going to honor Tom Summers. That money, over $1,400, going to something good for the community, which is, from all that I've heard and seen, is what Tom would have wanted. It's what he wants. So to his family, to his children, to his wife, God bless you all. It is an honor. It has been an honor. It will always be an honor covering the IC Dads game, being there and announcing the IC Dads game. You couldn't give me a better game to do. You couldn't. Give me a Syracuse men's basketball game. You give me the Super Bowl. Nothing's better than seeing those kids. Seeing those kids and those families. And having some fun. Always getting a laugh out of Father Tom Ryan. I appreciate that. So I want to say thank you to the community. And I want to take a moment of silence here on my show to pay respects to Tom, I can't wait for Summers, and to everyone that has passed on from this Central New York community and beyond, to all our loved ones up in heaven, God willing, with the good Lord, I take this moment of silence to say thank you for your time that you graced us with your presence here on earth. And one more time, before I take this moment of silence, I announce, Tom, I can't wait for Summers. In a segment proudly brought to you by the Pen and Trophy Center, penandtrophy.com. Get your custom engravings any day of the week, any time of the year, whatever you need. Awards for your business, awards for your teams. You want to customize your pens, want to get something for your office, want to buy a special gift for your sweetheart, Pen and Trophy Center on 111 East Willow Street in Syracuse, New York, right in downtown, and on penandtrophy.com. Their award segment is unveiled this week. And my first award to the Central New York community proudly goes to Tom, I can't wait for Summers. We'll be right back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com and on mixlr.com / wakeupcalldt.